open your Bibles to the book of Ephesians. We're going back in the third chapter. And I'd like to just begin reading from the 13th verse. We've been through there a little ways. And Brother Paul, and that precious prayer that the Holy Ghost had put upon his heart to bow down and to truly seek God and come boldly to the throne of grace for himself and for the body. And praise God for the revelation that God had brought through this brother, this wonderful gospel to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So let's go ahead and read this from the 13th verse together. It says, "Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." Now, brothers and sisters, we left off in that wondrous 17th verse last week. We were encouraged in that verse to be rooted and grounded in this wonderful love. And brothers and sisters, may we remember that rooted and grounded in the love and in the vision of the love of chapters 1 through 3. And what God was bringing out through Paul, the very purpose, the provision, and the plan, and how it truly culminates over there in that sixth verse of the third chapter, that the Gentiles, us, should be fellow heirs, joint heirs as man and wife with Jesus Christ. Rooted and grounded in that love. In love with the truth. In love with Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, we've been rejoicing. These were some dear brothers and sisters in the Lord. Fervent, filled with the Holy Ghost. But Brother Paul was encouraging them on as he's encouraging us, the Holy Spirit, tonight to go on, to grow up, to go on in the love and into every dimension of the love of God. We've mentioned this many times. God help us. It's a wonderful thing to observe the glory, isn't it? Yes, it's a wonderful thing. But he wants us to move from observing the glory, brothers and sisters, to living Christ in me is the hope of glory. The calling is out to us today. This is the life of the readied wife, planted and rooted in love. And now by grace to receive all the watering, brothers and sisters, all of it, all of the encouragement, all of the increase, to grow up into him in all things, that all together lovely bride. And here we have the invitation, don't we? Isn't that wonderful how God invites? And not just invites, he pleads. We're going to read in chapter 4, verse 1. "I beseech you, walk worthy of that vocation." That means get with it. Wake up. Quit messing around. Don't neglect so great salvation. It's time, and the time is now. The calling is upon you now. And I'm so thankful to God that we have an invitation to comprehend, and we're going to get into that tonight. But it all begins by being rooted and grounded in his love. And that's all by grace. And rooted and grounded in his love is knowing that nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing. That now I am a son of God, and now I am seated with him in the heavens in Christ. That there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. That provisionally, we've got it all. You've got it all. But now will we walk on? Will we receive and live what he's provided? And love, brothers and sisters, is the basis of all of it. Embracing that love is a faith as a child, so that the Holy Spirit can now enlighten the understanding of our spiritual eyes, and we can begin in this never-ending journey, as we'll find out, into the depth of the infinite love of God. That's just awesome. I'm just so grateful to God for bringing this to us. All right, verse 18. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. So this is comprehending. Comprehending is jumping from beholding the glory to entering into it. From something that I see and I observe to it's mine. It's mine. And I am His. Praise God. And that love that's shed abroad, brothers and sisters, if it really is shed abroad in our heart, it desires it for us in Christ. It loves. It loves as Jesus Christ does. As well as for me, it's for the body that I am part of. It is ours in us in Christ, the unity of the Spirit, the body. And that means settling down and dwelling together. As husband and wife, truly, dwelling together in marriage. That's what God wants us to do, and to settle down in that now. Brothers and sisters, there is a fervent love of the saints in the bride. The wife that has made herself ready has this fervent love. It's nothing that she did of her own. It was something that God imputed and imparted into her life. That provision is there. All the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, that love is there. But God help us to want to live that love. God help us to want to come together and to dwell together. And this is vitally important, brothers and sisters, understanding the importance. As of late, again, I am so thankful to hear. Yes, we come together to hear this message. We come together to hear the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The gospel that was given to Paul. My gospel. Praise God, that's going to judge the secrets, the hearts of men. Yes, we know this. But in that as well, how precious are the vessels, brothers and sisters, that are receiving this message? Have we not read and have we not learned and have we not heard in this story that God's inheritance is in the saints? How important God's people are to Him, but especially the vital importance of the provision, the plan, again, of chapter 3, verse 6, that you Gentiles can now be fellow heirs, joint heirs as man and wife with Jesus Christ. And I dwell among those people and you do too. I want to treasure what God treasures. I want to value what God values. And we need that fellowship. And God says, not only do we need that fellowship, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints that love. And yet you're going to do it holed up in your home. When we can come together freely and worship. And I can see Christ in you, the hope of glory. And you can see Christ in me, the hope of glory. Let me ask you, doesn't that do something for you? Don't you rejoice to see people taking off in the things of God more than anything? When they're, by the grace of God, put into a storm. The waves are crashing everywhere. They should be despairing of their own life. And yet, they say, oh no, I'm on a rock that's higher than I. I don't know how this is going on, but it's marvelous. And God has got it. And then praise God for precious brothers and sisters of like precious faith that are starting to sink. And you know that the love of God can come in and say, ye that are spiritual, restore such a one. What a privilege! Do you realize the privilege to dwell together? It's wonderful. when you're around different ones that have that overcoming life, that are living that mountaintop. It is. It's marvelous. But you need to also have the willingness in the heart to say it's marvelous to be able to be used by the Lord to bring the salve to one that might be in a real hard way. That maybe it's in such a hard way that there's something that's even being personified that is difficult to receive. Something that's coming out that you don't like that, but it has nothing to do with Christ in them. It's not who they are. But for the grace of God, isn't that you too? Is that not you too in your dirty flesh? God help us to understand this. That it's talking about the new man, the potential. That's who you are. That's what Christ preaches to us. Know who we are in Christ Jesus. But I want to know who you are in Christ Jesus too. And we're the same. We're one in Him. All right. Brothers and sisters, it is us in Christ. And praise God that we have a harmony that God is giving us to be readied for this wonderful time of rejoicing, possibly by grace, as the wife with the Lamb. Appreciating one another. And especially appreciating those who possess this bridal love. And how thrilling, as we just mentioned, it is to comprehend together and encourage one another, as we're going to read in the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, to go out there and swim in the very depth of the love of God with one another. It's awesome. It's precious. And I'm so grateful. And Brother Paul again and again desired and showed that it was a godly desire to be with those. Praise God, he was with a bunch of Christians, and that had to be a big, mighty church, or churches. They're in Corinth. Some sweet people. They loved the Lord, but they were all mixed up. And he showed you that they were. My goodness, they're going about it anyway. Oh, it's a free-for-all. No, it's no free-for-all. It's not. There's but one way. And it is. It's in Christ, and it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's not by your feelings. It's not by what you want today. It's not by what the new... And again, I was even hearing that, and it's so clear. And as Brother Hill used to bring out and out and out, we used to have things called entertainers. Now everybody's become an entertainer. Our sports figures, they're not sports figures anymore. They're entertainers. And truly, I'm going to tell you this, and maybe some of you don't like to hear it, but it's throughout all of them. Politicians and all of those things, they're just entertainers. They really are. And what is that? It's just occupying the thoughts of your mind, brothers and sisters. It's all a bunch of smoke, and that's really what it is. This is it. This is the substance. This is the evidence. Know where to put your confidence. Let this fill your heart, and praise God, it will make you one in Him, and you are made one in Him, but you'll settle down in it, and by the grace of God, we'll settle down in Him and our oneness in His wonderful Spirit. But here it is, it says, with all saints, and listen to it. It is so simple, it's straightforward. But see, we're still going to try to skate around the Word of God. And we do it so often. And we skate around this because we think, well, we're going to have it fit our likes and our dislikes. God wants to help us, brothers and sisters. He's always there to help us. But I'm going to tell you something. If we shut Him out, we're going to wax in the desert. That's it. Period. He'll allow you to go if you're going to go. God will not force you. I'm learning, brothers and sisters, how God operates. I'm so thankful to know the ways of God. I want you all to come in fellowship. I wish everyone would come in fellowship in the truth, in love. The fellowship in the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. How mighty! But God help me if I'd ever beg you to do it. God help me to ever say, oh, I beg you. I'll chase you down. That's not how you fall in love with someone. It's not. It's maybe what your flesh is feeling. Oh, I need to feel wanted. Let me tell you something. If His blood poured freely upon that cross didn't make you know that you're wanted, shame on you. Shame on you. And what was brought forth through brothers and sisters in Christ and of like precious faith, the suffering, to not appreciate that. No, we understand. It was just the grace of God that was with them. But praise be to God for willing vessels, brothers and sisters. Never take light. A willing vessel. Don't. And praise be to God that we have that evidence in this meeting. And I'm so grateful to Him. And it is His great grace. But how are we going to comprehend with all saints this bridal love when we choose not to fellowship with those who desire it? You can't. And if that's your state, then no, you don't desire it. Let's call it what it is. I'm not going to handle you with kid gloves. It's time. We're at the moment of His appearing. It's upon us. And God is encouraging us on. And brothers and sisters, we can't go by, well, something's bothering me, and that's more important than yielding to God. Well, there isn't anything. And you say, well, brother, how do you know? Well, because I've been there. I've been there. And but for the grace of God continuing to extend to me and to extend to you, I'd live in that denial and defiance all my life. It's time to wake up. And it's time to get serious with the things of God. It's time to settle down in faith. And to quit going by feeling. And it's time to do it now. And by God's grace, there really isn't anything that grieves my heart anymore than people that do not appreciate the love in the saints. And I'll bring it right down, the love of the saints in this meeting. Now, there are ones that are struggling. But by the grace of God, I can walk through these pews pretty freely. And see ones that are abounding. Meditate upon these things. Think upon these things. Quit trying to find what you're not supposed to even be looking for. Not ashamed of it. It's not that we're trying to hide it. Let the love of God deal with it. Brothers and sisters, the treasure in earthen vessels that God has blessed us with. Love one another. Love one another. Don't let anything separate us because we're not separated. You're living something that isn't real. You're living something that isn't true. If God said you're one in His Son, you're one in His Son. There isn't anything else. And yet here we are, trying to divide it all up, aren't we? Huh? Well, going on. It's all the dimensions of His love, brothers and sisters. There's nothing left out. And see, God's going to try us that way, isn't He? You know why? Because He told you what He wants. I would that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And you know what that's going to take? To know Him. And it's going to take knowing Him in the breadth and the length and the depth and the height of His love. And that's it. There's no getting around it. And God is faithful to do that. And like we've read and rejoiced as He says in His Word, I've come for thy words. He heard you. He heard you. The moment that you said in your heart, and I pray by the grace of God, and I'm sure you said with your lips, I will go. He was there. He came to get you. Eliezer showed up right then. Oh, I want to tell you about him. Oh, I really didn't mean it. I didn't. No. Uh-uh. See, God doesn't work that way. When you receive this message, when you have been given and blessed to be preached the full counsel of God, and you turn from it, I will assure you, and it's not to scare you, you will be most miserable. How do I know? Been there. But isn't it amazing when we yield to it, we're most joyous? There isn't anything that compares. When you're in the zone of the love of God and the divine love and the bridal love, there's nothing better. There's nothing that even matters. You're just staring into the face of Jesus Christ. And yes, it's a glass darkly. I understand that. But I'm telling you, it's almost not even there. As Brother Hill used to say time and time again, it's almost as good as being there. You know what I'm saying? It really is. Now, when we are there, well, it's a glorified body like unto His own. But know these things and settle down in these things. But brothers and sisters, to know the volume of this love and to understand that this is the thing that's going to build a life that's filled with all the fullness of God. I had somebody ask, well, what is all the fullness of God? Well, God is love. That's what God is. The fullness of God is His love. He put all of that love in His Son. And He said, grow up into Him in all things. And that's the love of God. And as we take a breath, as we have a heartbeat, as God has seen fit to let us linger, to wait and to occupy, it's occupying in His love. It is, brothers and sisters. It is. And He's going to bring this wonderful love in every different way. And we had some sermons not too long ago. The breadth of the love covers everything. His arm is not too short, is it? And He's going to show you that. His love covers a multitude of sin. Amen. Right. Praise God. But He's going to show you how vast it is. And He's going to show us how vast it is in us in Christ. And He's going to challenge you. And we're going to have brothers and sisters very close to us that stumble. Yes. But the breadth of His love covers that too. Know it. It's us in Christ, brothers and sisters. Know this. And then you talk about the length, the never ending, the continuing. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. And it's not just a love. It's a passion. You have to understand this. This is the lover of your soul who desires you to pant after Him as well too. And that's what He does desire. He's God. He's God. And like I say, the types that and shadows that we live, brothers and sisters, as we live godly in Him, how He set up husbands and wives and as they truly love one another. And I am thankful by the grace of God that God has still made me a romantic. He's never stopped being a romantic. He's beyond that. He woos us every single moment. And the length of it, it goes on and on and on. And it never ends. And it's not predicated, really, upon what I said or what I did. Esther, just stand still. Just stand still. Be still. All the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, He gave that to you, didn't He? Everything. Every provision. Now be still. You think that's love? Oh my goodness. We couldn't even imagine it, could we? But He's given it to us and invited us to know it. And then the depth, the great despair. Here we go back to the sorrow, the failure. And often, brothers and sisters, in our own lives, we have to be brought that way to understand that He loves. Period. And how they all work together. And then the height. Wow. To even be given a vision, a third heaven vision. Just like Brother Paul. Praise God. The man I hope to be. How's that height? Huh? How about the height of a love of a union with the bridegroom called the first trump in the air? Yeah. That's a wonderful height of the love of God. And that's what all of this is, brothers and sisters. And thankful to God that we rejoice in that. But it comes through fellowship. It does, doesn't it? Amen. The much the more as you see that day approaching. I'm thankful. I'm preaching to brothers and sisters of like precious faith because we're coming together on a Wednesday night in the year 2009 in a godless world and becoming more and more a godless country. Yeah. And that's the truth. But it's going to be that way. It's not something to fear. As the Word of God says, when you see these things starting to happen, what? Look at them? Huh? Get caught up in the prophetic things? Look up. Look up. If there was ever a time to look up, it's right now. You will become beyond depressed if you look here. It's true. We look to one another to help us. Oh my goodness. Everybody's financially hurting. Come on now. Sure. And it's not misery loves company. Oh, you know what I look for by the grace of God in you? The new man. A soul that's on fire for the things of God. Brother, run well. Look up. And yet I'm going to go see a counselor that's going to tell me this and this and this and this. Come on, you. Know who you are in Jesus Christ. Yeah. Isn't that awesome? This is what we have. And it's free. Praise God. But brothers and sisters, this is the fellowship of His suffering. And it's the experience in living the great grace of God. And we must walk in it. And you only walk in it by faith. By the Word of God, everything is answered here. Everything is given to us here. And it is. As I said earlier, it doesn't catch us unawares. It doesn't. God let us know, didn't He? We don't think these things strange. How these people, as you interact, and some of these folks that are seeing these things starting to come to pass, that don't understand the Word of God, and I'm talking about Christians, they fear. They fear. I just got a note from a guy. He said, well, you're storing up all your food in your house. Well, what, for you? When Jesus comes? By the grace of God, I'm not going to need it. Huh? Food and raiment therewith to be content. He promised me I'll have that. Praise God. He said, now be content with that, son. I don't know if I'll have a car. I don't know if I'll have a home. I'm confident in Christ, not in me. In Christ, that with that therewith to be content. He can get that done. You know, He showed me a lot of mighty things in my life that I knew personally there was no way I could do. There's no way I could be like that. Let me show you my grace. Praise God. Amen? Is He showing you? I believe He is. You're on, they think they got this thing called the fast track, right? Coming through town. Yeah, that ain't no fast track. But let me tell you something. He's got a thing called the increasing, at an increasing rate track. He's coming soon. Our learning curve and our glory curve is like this, brothers and sisters. And it aches and it gets narrow and narrower all the way through. And it's a diamond cutting machine. It really is. Praise God. Just about home, though. Praise the Lord. Are we squealing for pain? Or are we squealing to be excited about seeing His face? Come on now. All right. But, brothers and sisters, God wants this. See, He desires this. Aren't you thankful that you know what God desires? There's no mystery, is there? Praise the Lord. And it's necessary. as we know, for him to prove this in us, to prove his faithfulness in us. And in a yielded vessel, he can, and he said he will do that, that good work which he's begun. He'll perform it. Isn't that wonderful? He'll perform that. And we are his workmanship. And he's going to perform the good work in the workmanship. Now, as I believe that, I have a peace that passes all understanding. Somebody just look at you starry-eyed as you start talking like that. You need to know Jesus. And this is Jesus. This is the Word of God. This is why, by God's grace, I wanted to come. I wanted to come as a young man. And I wanted to come in here. And I wanted to learn of the Scriptures. And God brought faithful vessels to give me His Word. And to speak the Word in truth and love. And that's so vital. In spirit and truth, the call was there to be a worshiper. I had friends that were going to bigger assemblies. Oh, this one's specifically for young people. Look at the crowd and you'll meet some wonderful Christian people. Even before I was serious with my wife-to-be invited. Oh, you'll find a nice lady friend, or you'll find a nice this. You fall in love with Jesus Christ, and let me tell you something. He'll take you beyond the moon. Get rid of this. Quit this. Quit this mind. I love faith. It's exciting. It can be a little frightening at times. But that's the trying of my faith, isn't it? Praise God. And it's a precious thing. But we listen to that, brothers and sisters. We believe it, that we are His workmanship, and He will perform all of it. Let's go to verse 19. And to know the love of Christ. See, there's no mystery here. There isn't. He's telling you exactly what He desires. We don't have to go bumping along through life and wondering, what is my purpose? What is the meaning of life? How much more evident could God be? How much more clear and blunt? I want you saved. I want you to come to a full knowledge. Knowledge of what? My love. Praise God. Well, what's that? Well, it's all these dimensions of it. But really, what is love? It's God. God is love. And He's put that life in His Son. And He put that Son in you, if you'll accept Him, as your Lord and Savior. Well, what about me? Well, me died. And the life you live by faith. And faith in what? Well, this is faith in Jesus Christ. Now, I do ask you, is that pretty simple? I believe it is, isn't it? It's simple in believing. But to them that wrestle, tossed to and fro, with every wind of doctrine. Unsettled. Trying to serve two masters. A house divided against itself will fall. And that gets real personal because we're talking about this. This is God's house. This is His dwelling. I am not my own. He bought me with His blood. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. I'm so grateful to God that by grace I know that. By grace I receive that. By grace I rest in that. All right. So verse 19 goes on to say, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. So if there was ever a verse, brothers and sisters, that was calling out, that absolutely proves that this walk is a spiritual walk, that cannot be attained by the natural mind, this is it. And it really is. And especially to the high calling of God. Yea, the deep things of God. It's never going to come through my mind. It's by my spirit. The wisdom of man is foolishness to God. It just is. How many times does man sit back and look at God's creation? I just can't understand this. And we had the brightest of the bright, old Einstein. And he had that theory and he knew that it was right and it was exact. And we gave him a big prize for it. And we gave him the Nobel Prize. We gave him all of these different things. Way smarter than probably, naturally speaking, maybe all of us put together. See, I think all of us put together, we don't get a positive IQ at the end of the day. Probably negative. He chose the weak things, didn't he? Come on now. By God's grace, I hope to put you where you need to be. Lo! But by God's grace, I hope you know where you're seated. There couldn't be anything any higher. Amen? Amen. But that's in Christ. But see, even he, well, he didn't find out, but they found out later. No, things don't increase at a decreasing rate. Things of man do. They even halt to a stop. Government. I shouldn't go there. I'm sorry. So, bureaucracy, all of those things. See, that's what man creates, isn't it? You see what I'm saying? Children of Israel showed us that very quickly when they chose a Saul. And how brilliant they were. Well, he's taller than everyone. See, they didn't know about dinosaurs and little brains back then, did they? You better get away from this. All right? And it's never changed. And that only gets worse. And it increases at an increasing rate of stupidity or of nothingness all the time. And that's what man will offer you. But God increases at an increasing rate. His creation always does. You say, well, man dies. No. It's wonderful. No, there's a life. There's an afterlife for everyone. Absolutely, there is. There's an eternal life with his son, and there's an eternal lake of fire. And it doesn't end. And that is the truth. That is his word. But brothers and sisters, it is so true. To know this divine bridal love, God help us to not waste our time with the efforts of our mind. It's going to come but one way. It comes by revelation. It comes by my spirit, saith the Lord. And isn't that wonderful? He wants you to have it more than you could ever want it. And if you'll just settle down in it, he will give it to you. He that wills to know, you'll know. Don't stress these things. Don't fret. Your desires, he knows them. And he does. Brother Paul even came to him as he said, I sought you thrice, Lord, about this thorn. God says, Paul, I knew about it all the time, son. I'm glad you come and talk to me. But I know what you need. I know exactly what you need and you need and you need. So that you wouldn't be magnified too much in glory in yourself. To keep you on your knees and calling out to me and say, Lord, I need you. Now that's a God who loves me. A God who knows every weakness that I need. A God that knows when I need a cup of cold water, doesn't he? And isn't that wonderful how he brings us together to bring that as well too? Isn't that fabulous? He knows exactly what we need, when we need it. Knowing fully that the way of escape has already been made. So I know by the grace of God, he has me into the very moment of every trial that I need to be. God, help me to learn of you. To experience every bit of it. God, if it be so, if I only have to go through it one time, praise be to God. I tell my sons often, I said, hey guys, God's got a lot of time. How many times are you going to let him take you through it? And he'll take you through it until you learn it. And that is a big amen. But once you learn that by the grace of God, he's so loving, he's got another one. And he does. Yeah. Don't say, oh God, please. No. I've told you earlier on, you know, Lord, can't you go love on somebody else a while? He's passionate about you, and he is. And he knows he doesn't have, in a sense, your life's but a vapor. You know, he's got all the time, but you know, we don't. We don't. And today's the day. Today's the day. Yeah. It's a precious moment, isn't it, brothers and sisters? But filled with all the fullness of God only happens in one thing, and that's in the life of His Son. And praise be to God, that's anyone that has accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So our potential is full and overflowing in each and every one of us. And His only desire is for us to grow up into all of it. So we see that the fullness is here. The fullness is there. We have the fullness. But all the fullness of God. And what that's speaking of there, is it going to grow up into you? Into Him in all things? Is it going to grow up in me? To be all, in all the fullness of God. And brothers and sisters, that's a life yielding to the things of God. That's a life that by His grace sits under the instruction of the teacher, the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And takes that leading and says, you take my camel. And you lead me. And I will be still. And by your grace, I will submit. And by your grace, hallelujah, He shows the things of Christ that I already have. And He grows me up in them. And praise God, it is the epitome of what we are in Jesus Christ. And the epitome of maybe the glory to be revealed in us. Isn't that marvelous? And how about the glorious glory of the bride that He would make known to all that He has loved thee? Verse 20, now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And how many times and time again has He done this in your life? God help us to not to be like those children in the wilderness. Well, He parted a Red Sea. What's He going to do next? Huh? Well, that was back then that He put that water coming out of that rock. What's He going to do for me today? Remember the faithfulness of God. I remember it throughout all my brothers and sisters in Christ, but praise the Lord, I put those things in remembrance. What He's done for me. What He's done for you that He's shown me. What He's done in this meeting. Amen. Amen. How faithful is our God. Yes. Yes. See, and this is what this is saying, is that expect Him. Put your expectation in Him. And it's always going to be exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. Or all I ask or think. Anything that we could ask or think. But notice it is according to the power. See, this is the encouragement, brothers and sisters, to rest solely in His grace. To rest solely that we are His workmanship. To not despair, to not faint, to not give up. But to understand that we have been given everything when we were given Christ. We have it all. And He's saying here, watch me. Trust me. Don't look with your natural eyes. Don't go by feeling. I do it every single time. Exceeding abundantly above all. And we're limited, so He had to say that you ask or think. Because that's all we understand. And I won't tell you, but sometimes I think when God and His Son looked at that, well, that's all they'll understand, Son, so that's what the word's going to be. I'm sorry, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But that's what I'm saying. We're so limited. Do you understand how limited we are? And yet we think that we know so much. And this is God, and He is so limitless. Know who loves you. Golly. We show up by grace through faith. And He shows Himself mighty. Brother Copley said, and it was so sweet, and we've read it many times throughout his readings as you go through it. How much are we going to live of the provision that He's made? It's just like God willing, Sunday night as we come upon. We're going to read, wherever your foot shall trod. He said it's all yours, but it's wherever your foot's going to trod. How far are you willing to go? Well, I don't want to go over there. Okay, well, and I guess you're not going to live that blessing, are you? It's yours, but that's your It's your business. You don't realize how wonderful that is over there. Oh, but Lord, it just kind of looks a little treacherous. Watch me. And you know it, brothers and sisters, and I do too. The most mighty works of God in our lives were the things that we knew we could not do. When we faced things that we know we could not get over. We couldn't fix them. They were beyond our ability to do anything about it. And God did it. And God showed. I told you about a time, and I'll testify of it. And I just think it was so marvelous. And a brother and sister are going through something right now. If God be for us, who could be against us? I was back in business, and I was wrongfully accused of something. But everything was laid up against. It was one of those times where, my goodness, I thought you were innocent till proven guilty. Well, not when a Christian goes to court. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm just saying. And I know it's not flesh and blood that I'm wrestling against. Amen. And I know who holds the hearts of the king. But I'm telling you, I was sitting in that court. And we put together such this great defense and all of these things. And absolutely proving to a T that there was nothing that we did that was wrong. And yet here's this judge reading out the verdict. And I was the defendant. And here was this plaintiff over here. And I was sitting there next to very capable attorneys, one on each side. And here we were being read. And everything went really well and everything was fine. But this guy starts reading his verdict. And everything that spewed out of his mouth for about 3 or 4 months, I thought, everybody thought, I could see out of the corner of my eye the plaintiff smiling over there thinking, oh my gosh, we've won this thing. I don't know how, but it's just great. Why, let's watch this. We're frying this guy, in a sense, in what they were trying to do. And I could see my attorney just kind of drop his head and this other one that was next to me. And it went on and on. And then right at the end of everything, and I find the defendant not guilty of all these charges. And all I could do was look up and say, thank you, Jesus. All right. Now, that's our God. That's our God, and He is for us. Now, where's our foot going to trod? You want to go to those kind of places? I know we naturally don't. But if God leads us there, brothers and sisters, it is the sweetest of the fruit. It's the fat of the land. It's where the giants hang out that God says, oh no, it's yours. I want to have the heart of the Joshua and the Caleb. He gave it to us, people. We are well able to take it. All right. I'll hurry along. We'll finish this out. But all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, that's exactly what it means. So just to remind you. And remind me too. But to live up to who we are in Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, it really is. How indescribable and unfathomable the privileges as sons of God. Did you hear that? As sons of God. Amen. Praise God. Aren't you thankful? Amen, amen, amen. And here it is. The determination of what we're going to enjoy over there is what we believe and apprehend over here. And let's close it out with verse 21. Unto Him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So here we have to glory in the church. And sure, we understand that it is Christ in me, the hope of glory. But oh, am I to think and rejoice in the glorious body of the church. I love you. I'm so thankful for the body. Amen. It's joyous. And Paul, by grace, always thought of that wondrous body. Whether he was, and I'm talking, sure, we rejoice for the whole entire body, but the body within the body, brothers and sisters. It's just like when he was at Corinth. He wanted to get back to Ephesus. He wanted to fellowship with the saints of like precious faith. He needed that. Come minister unto me. I love that when Paul says that. Minister unto me. And you could think of those, you know, like even at Timothy. How could I minister to Paul? The same way he ministered to you. The Word of God. The message. Praise the Lord. And when I hear the message through my brothers and sisters in Christ and see the message lived in my brothers and sisters in Christ, there's nothing greater. How many times did I appreciate, oh, brother, what can we do for you? Run. What do you mean? Run well. Win him. No greater gift. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See, diamonds polishing diamonds. Isn't that an awesome thought? Yeah, I like to think of the polishing side. Even sometimes we cut. But the bride cares, loves, yearns, abides in the body as Christ Jesus himself loves the body. And I pray, brothers and sisters, we cherish the treasure that he has so greatly blessed us with. As you've heard me say many times before, and I mean it, the sincerity and thankfulness to God, and all glory only to God, of the evidence of the working in his sheep. In his sheep. And by the grace of God, he has blessed us with some amazing sheep in this meeting. Amazing sheep. Cherish one another. Love as God loves, brothers and sisters. And it's only his magnificent grace. Aren't you thankful that we all are a part of this flock? And that it is not us four and no more. How we're hopeful to God to add to it. As that brother said to the one, well, how many are in your church? Well, I don't know how many are in your church because I got to add them into our church. You all are saved too. And that's the truth. But how we rejoice. A tightly knit, not just because we come to a place in a building, but because we yield to God and the depth of his love. And brothers and sisters, as it says here, it's never going to end. It's forever without end. It's only going to be even greater in the exceeding riches of his grace. Experiencing it in his fervent kindness, we believe it now. And then, praise God, it's going to be face to face. It's going to be made whole. And praise the Lord, we're going to have a body like unto his own glorious body to enjoy it. Because when we see him, we're going to be like him. We're going to be like him. And by the grace of God, I'm seeing a lot of folks sure like him now. Praise God, there's many stars. Many stars. And know how bright and beautiful these stars are. And how one star differeth from another in glory. But always know this, it's Christ in me that is the hope of glory. All right, let's stand and be dismissed.